Therefore, my dear friends, O sons of the demons, your duty is to take to Krishna consciousness, which can burn the seed of fruitive activities artificially created by the modes of material nature and stop the flow of intelligence in wakefulness, dreaming and deep sleep. In other words, when one takes to Krishna consciousness, his ignorance is immediately dissipated by Srila Prabhupada. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 14th chapter, 26th text. Mantra jobdha vicharena bhakti yogina sevati sa gunan samati tan etan brahma bhuyaya kalpati. One who engages in full devotional service, who doesn't fall down in any circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. By the practice of bhakti yoga, one immediately comes to the spiritual platform. Transcendental to the actions and reactions of the three modes of material nature, the root of ignorance is material consciousness, which must be killed by spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness. The word bija niraharanam refers to burning the root cause of material life to ashes. In the Medini dictionary, yoga is explained by its result. Yoga apurvartha samprattahu sangati dhyana yuktisu. When one is put into an awkward position because of ignorance, the process by which one can be freed from this entanglement is called yoga. This is also called liberation. Mukti hitvanyatha rupam swarupena vyavasthiti. Mukti means giving up one's position in ignorance or illusion, by which one thinks in a way contrary to his constitutional position. Returning to one's constitutional position is called mukti. And the process by which one does this is called yoga. Thus, yoga is above karma, jnana and sankhya. Indeed, yoga is the ultimate goal of life. Krishna therefore advised Arjuna to become a yogi. Tasmat yogi bhava Arjuna. Lord Krishna further advised in Bhagavad Gita that the first class yogi is he who has come to the platform of devotional service. Yoginangapi sabbesang madgate nantrapana saddhavana bhajati jomang swami yuktatamo mataha. Of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter. Thus one who always thinks of Krishna within the core of his heart is the best of all yogis. By practicing this best of all yoga systems, one is liberated from the material condition. Tasmat bhavadbhi kartavyam karmanam trigunatmanam bija niraharanam yogah pravaho paramo dhiyah. Prahlad Maharaj, who is a great devotee of the Lord, who is one of the Mahajanas, says, or gives this instruction to his demoniac boyfriends. He says, "Oh, my dear friends, your duty is to take to Krishna consciousness, which can burn the seed of fruitive activities artificially created by the modes of material nature, and stop the flow of the intelligence in wakefulness, dreaming and deep sleep. This is the concluding instruction. You should take, that's your duty, and you should take to this Krishna consciousness. Thereby, you can burn the seed of the fruitive activities. And also stop the flow of the intelligence in wakefulness, dreaming and deep sleep. In other words, when one takes to Krishna consciousness, his ignorance is immediately dissipated. This is most important instruction. In Srimad Bhagavatam this is said. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita also this is said. In all Vedic scriptures, it is said, as we sing before reading this Srimad Bhagavatam, that Vishnu Bhakti Nitya Siddha Abhaya Akhaya Abhaya. Adhya Madhya Antya Bhagavate Ikoi. Vishnu Bhakti Nitya Siddha Akhaya Abhaya. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, Adhya Madhya Antya, in the beginning of Bhagavatam, in the middle of Bhagavatam, in the last portion Antya Bhagavatam, this one thing is stated, says, Vishnu Bhakti Nitya Siddha Akhaya Abhaya. This Vishnu Bhakti is eternally perfect and it is inexistent. You understand? So, Bhagavatam, the essence of all Vedic scriptures, gives this instruction. You understand? Prahlad Maharaj gives. You understand? Take to this Krishna consciousness. Be a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. Practice pure devotion unto Lord Krishna. That is the supreme perfection of your life. You understand? What is the constitutional position of a living entity?
Eternal servant of Krishna.
Living entity is an eternal servant of Krishna. Yes. Jiver Surupa Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. Mahaprabhu says the same thing. Jiver Surupa Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. This is the constitutional position of a jiva, a living entity. That he is eternal servitor of Lord Krishna. You understand? But here, in this material world, jiva has forgotten this thing, isn't it? Why has he forgotten this?
Because intelligence is polluted.
Yes, intelligence is polluted. Why is intelligence is polluted?
He's forgotten Krishna.
Same thing you are saying. Forgetting Krishna. My question is that why he forgets? Why does he forget Krishna?
Because he wants to lord it over his material world.
He's captured by Maya. You understand? He's enchanted by Maya. He wants to enjoy Maya. Isn't it? In other words, we say, as I was telling yesterday, he makes the abuse of his minute independence, isn't it? Therefore, he is captured by Maya and he has forgotten his constitutional position. Jibba nitya krishna daso yaha bhuli gelo, ehi dose maya tare golai bandhilo. Yesterday we are chanting this from Prema Vibarta. Do you understand? Have you remembered all this? This poem is written by Jagdananda Pandit, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, book Prema Vibarta. That book. We were chanting. You understand? Jivanitya Krishna Dasa yaha bhuli gala. Ehi dosa maya tare golaya bandhila. You understand? That jiva, that living entity, committed a wrong. You understand? He committed a wrong. What is that?
He misused his mind's independence.
Yes, he misused his mind's independence. Ehi dosa Krishna tare, I mean maya tare golaya bandhila. It is his fault. Therefore he is captured by maya. What is his fault? That he is eternal servant of Krishna, he forgets. Jivanitya Krishna dasa taha bhuli gala, he dosa maya tare golaya. Isn't it? When someone commits some wrong, he should be punished. The punishment must be inflicted on him. So when this living entity commits this wrong, so he is punished. Punished by Maya. You understand? Maya Shakti, one of the energies, potencies of Lord Krishna, captures him and punishes him. Isn't it? When you break the constitution, the state constitution, government's law, there is police department. Isn't it? The police will capture it. Then you will be put in the prison and you will be punished there. Because you are committed a wrong. Similarly, the jiva, the living entity, when disobeys God's law, you understand? So he is captured by Maya, who is the police force of Krishna. You understand? And punished by her. And he is put into this prison house created by Maya, this material world. Maya Kuto Karada. This material world is a prison house created by Maya. You understand? To give punishment to these conditioned souls. Because they have forgotten this, because they have abused their mind of independence, because they have tried to lord it over Maya and enjoy, because they have forgotten Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You understand? So, dandapratika. Bahir mukha dosya dandapratika. Because you have forgotten Krishna, you committed this wrong, so you should be punished. And this is the punishment. You understand? So one should understand this very clearly. And why I have been punished? And what is my wrong? What wrong I have committed? You understand? You must know this very clearly. Then you should rectify yourself. How can it be rectified? If you say, no, I'll never do wrong henceforward. I'll be very loyal to the emperor, isn't it? Or the supreme emperor Krishna, isn't it? Rajarajeshwara Krishna. Krishna is the supreme emperor, Rajarajeshwara. Do you know it? Don't you know?
Yes.
He's Rajarajeshwara, the supreme emperor. And the king or emperor has his court, darbar. When he gives judgment. You understand? Similarly, Krishna has his court. You understand? Have you gone there? Not gone there. You are a culprit. You have gone there, no?
Yes, I mean.
No, you have not gone there. You have gone to the lower court, that is the supreme court. You are punished by lower court, Maya's court. Don't stand, no worry. There are lower court, high court and supreme court, isn't it? The Krishna's court is supreme court. There are lower courts and high courts and supreme court, the supreme. Master, supreme, emperor is Krishna. In court you will find advocates, leaders, isn't it? If you cannot directly go to court, you should go with the help of a leader. You understand? Advocate. That's court's principle, law. So, who is the leader there? In supreme emperor's court, in Krishna's court?
Spiritual master.
Yes, spiritual master. You understand? Narada Muni. Who is like Narada Muni? You understand? Narada Muni. You know Narada Muni? A spiritual master. He comes in district succession. Brahma, Narada, Sumbhu, Narada, Sumbhu. Isn't it? Don't you know? So, he's the pleader. Spiritual master is pleader. Narada Muni is the great pleader. You understand? So, he has, the spiritual master has access to that Supreme Court. There are Supreme Court lawyers. You understand? They are known as Supreme Court lawyers. They have access to Supreme Court. The lower court lawyers have no access to Supreme Court. Isn't it? Similar is the fact there. And the Narada Muni and spiritual master, they are Supreme Court lawyers. They plead for whom?
For a conditioned soul.
For disconditioned souls. They plead for disconditioned souls. Do you understand? Oh, Supreme King, Supreme Emperor Krishna, you are sitting here. You are immersed in enjoying the gopis. You are enjoying too much here. But you have forgotten. What is the miserable condition they are in this material world? How these souls, conditioned souls, who are eternally part and parcel of yours, are suffering? You understand? I have come from their side to plead in your court. You understand? You please be kind enough. Please go there and see. You understand? Please go there and see. Please, as spiritual master or Narada Muni pleads on behalf of the conditioned souls. Then the supreme emperor or the supreme judge, he listens to it. Yes, yes, this is a fact. All right. I will take some steps. I'll go there and see. You understand? Then he can stop. Then he teaches, as he teaches, by giving his instructions in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. You understand? And his instructions also in Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? Oh, you are culprits? You have forgotten this thing? You have forgotten your constitutional position? You have forgotten the supreme emperor? You have disobeyed him? So you have been punished. Now, you should be careful. You should take to this Krishna consciousness, practice with pure devotional service. Then you will be freed from this prison house. You will get released. You will get released. You understand? You will be released from the prison house, otherwise not possible. Mānavade prabuddhante māyāme bhaṁ taranti te. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. To completely take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, me means Krishna. Then you will be, you can overcome Maya. Maya means antaranti. Otherwise not possible. This is the only way. You understand? By the instructions or teachings of his pure devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, Narada Muni, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, all these pure devotees, they are like pleaders. Then the conditions of textless. Very seriously. Text of this Krishna consciousness. Some conditions for text of this instruction very seriously is blessed. You understand? So he'll be released. Otherwise there is no way to be released. And all these instructions are given in Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Another thing is stated here, this will burn the seed of ignorance, isn't it? If you put a seed in the ground, it will germinate, isn't it? What shall we do and put a seed and it will never germinate?
Set fire on that.
Seed will be burnt. What will it put into that? No seed at all. We try the seed. You understand? Don't burn the seed. You try the seed. Try. And put it. Will there be germination? You put a fried seed into the earth. Will there be germination? No, not at all. This is the process. Find the seed. So there will be no germination. Either action or it's a reaction. But the action done in Krishna consciousness has no reaction. That is like a fried seed. You understand? So this is the instruction. Tasma kuru vartavyam. What is that?
Yes, Srayavitam.
Yes, that is the bhava. Tasmat kuru kartavyam. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna advises Arjuna. Therefore you do your duty. Don't be afraid of the reactions. Allah, what is that? Tasmat sarvesu karesu mangamuspana dhyata. So every moment you think of me and fight. That means do your duty in Krishna consciousness. So there will be no reaction. You will come to me. Though I have enough to say. So let me say a few words in Uriya for them because I will be disappointed. Prahlad Maharaj says, this is very difficult to understand. Unless one is Krishna conscious, unless one is a pure devotee, he cannot understand it. However great he may be, your learned scholar, scientist, philosopher, religion, isn't it? That was there. In the purport of Srila Prabhupada. Isn't it? Have you remembered it? No. You are a rascal.
I'm seeking for something.
You are never listening to me. Your attention there, why don't you listen first? You understand? That is, how is it? How the soul is not good? Is a witness only? Is a witness only? Many, most of the people cannot understand. But this is a fact. But Gita says this thing. Prakriti kriyamana nirni karmani sarvasa ahankara gumratma karta hiti manati. Very clearly says. Who is ahankara gumratma? Was there not very great false ego? Ahankara gumratma. He says, I am me. I am the door. Isn't it? He is ahankara gumratma. Is there not very great false ego? He thinks his body to be self. But Gita says, prakriti kriyamana nirni. Prakriti's nature is acting. Natural nature is acting. You are captivated, captured by material nature. It has three modes of material nature, three modes, sattva, rajo, tama. And one of the modes that is predominating in you
You are acting according. But you think I am acting? No. You are showing. So not right. Prakriti kriyamanani. The nature acts. And so is the sphere. The Gita says very clearly. But many people can do it. How? Oh, I am doing. I am the doer. It is a person who is not doing it.